Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
That's right. Baseball is back, baby. And so is Lauren Majera from WGN TV Sports. Lauren, where have you been?
Where have you been? You kicked me out. I wasn't sure if I still got to come in and be a guest every once in a while. We had some other bigger things than us going on, though.
I guess. So I felt like I slapped somebody on stage and I was kicked off my own show for like a month.
Oh, it's too soon to make that joke.
Is it too soon?
Way too soon. You know what's crazy, though, is I'm thinking, like, everyone is being so delicate about this. Like, what if Kanye West had done that?
Yeah.
People would be much angrier. Yeah.
Or The Rock. I don't know. Well, like, you could look at it like 10
different
ways. Oh,
The Rock did it. We'd be like a murder charge.
That might be.
We would have gone from like assault. Like, I don't think Chris Rock's face would have survived.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I know, but you know, I started the show today. I'm like, hey, did I miss anything?
Right.
Over the last few weeks.
So much has happened since the last time we talked. So much.
But baseball, that's the big thing. And you were there to cover it at Wrigley. How cool was that?
It was cold. It was crummy. It was classic.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's opening day.
It was. Cold, rainy. And I agree with Ian Happ. He said, we've had way worse opening days. Mm-hmm. And I agree with him. I think last year, I mean, the wind was it was like the chill to your bone cold, where it's just unbearable and the wind was just so relentless. And of course, last year, media wasn't allowed in the ballpark. And they only had like scattered fans. So I went live from the rooftop of Murphy's Bleachers.
Oh, that's cool.
And I will say there's a swift breeze up there.
I would think so. Yeah, absolutely.
It was chilly up there. But, a great opening day for the Cubs. They started out strong. They were able to grind out a win against the reigning Cy Young winner. They got to see what their lineup is made up of. And also, I was really proud of Seiya Suzuki. I know there's always a lot of question marks surrounding new faces, especially in their debut. He reached three times and scored a run. David Ross said that the most rowdy and excited that the dugout was the entire game is when Suzuki came back after tapping home plate, and they really got to celebrate him. Kyle Hendricks, he's got some good stuff. He said, he was really felt like he was in command. He said his changeup was working. Overall, great opening day for the Cubs on Thursday. It was a grind, but good teams grind out wins.
Yeah, and it was really wild to see, because I had it on in my office, that the infield, there's just so many new faces.
There is.
Right?
Yeah, and we asked David Ross about that before the game, and he said, for how many new faces there are, there's an equal amount of leadership in this clubhouse. And that's a really good point, because if you can't just have a green young team and think they're going to thrive, but there is an equal amount of leadership. And he said that it shows up in different ways. It was exciting to see Nico Horner get the first home run of the major league season. Yep. Ian Happ had that title in 2018. I remember I was in Miami for opening day. And it was the first pitch. He's the leadoff batter, crushes a homer. So we asked Ian Happ, what's the key to being the first home run of Major League Baseball? And he said, you just got to keep hitting them. And I told Nico that.
Oh, good for him. Mm-hmm. Good for him.
But yeah, you're right. A lot of young faces. But as David Ross said, an equal amount of leadership. And he said leadership is showing up in places that he didn't expect. He said the bullpen is crawling with leadership. So that's good to hear.
But we got to move the needle. And so it's okay to have those new faces. Like, because I was talking to some friends about this too. They're like, there's a lot of people. I don't even know what their names are. But, well, that's I think, a good thing, because you got to move forward at some point. And I think we hung on probably a little bit too long to too many of the players from 2016. Yeah, there's some clear ones I totally miss hearing their names being called. But it's time to kind of shift a little bit, right?
Yeah, I mean, you got Madrigal. Okay, you got your classics. Contreras, Happ, Hayward, you got Nico, but, there's Patrick Wisdom, Suzuki, Schwindel. A lot of, if you're not a diehard Cubs fan that was paying attention during the offseason and who they're calling up and who they're picking up, you might watch the first couple months as you're getting used to some of these new players.
Right.
I thought I'd see more Suzuki jerseys than I did, but I think it's one of those things like Fukudome where it's going to catch on. And I think it'll become a really popular jersey.
It's funny, like my son asked me, like, okay, so what am I doing with this this jersey of, you know, that, you know, that they don't play for the Cubs anymore? And I'm like, well, yeah, you wear it. It's pride. And they were in the 2016, of course. Mm-hmm. The Sox.
Tons of Bryant, Rizzo, and Bias jerseys yesterday. Yeah. They're everywhere. You still wear it. If you were a fan of that player for a certain amount of time, you keep the jersey.
I still wear my Manny Trio jersey.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Okay. No, I didn't even know how to respond. I just literally blurted out, okay.
It's the most common name. I remember Harry Carey yelling out maybe after a couple of beers, Manny Trio is in the dugout, you know. The Sox, home openers next week, and I think there's some high expectations for them just based on their playoff appearances the last couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, you got to commend Rick Hahn and what he's done the last couple of years. He said, we're going to rebuild. And we're going to do it in three phases. These are going to be the phases. And I'll let you know when we're entering into a new phase. And he's done it. Yeah, and last year was such a shame that there was so much working against them. But Rick Hahn has done such a wonderful job of assembling this team and working against COVID and the lockout and injuries.
Yep.
And still you look at this roster and you think, I believe in this team. I can get behind this team. Very unfortunate about some of the injuries they've had already.
Yeah.
I mean, you hate to see it, but, you know, Friday, their season opener in Detroit, Lucas Giolito leaves with abdominal tightness.
Yeah,
bullpen can't hold on to the lead.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we were talking a little bit about
Lynn having meniscus surgery.
We were talking about April just being a tough time for opening baseball. It is what it is. Like, I'd rather see football in this weather than baseball. But it was a couple years ago. I think I told you the story that we went opening week at some point, and I took my two youngest with me, and I think it was 18 or 19 degrees out. And layered to death. But I think I was behind home plate, and I think I paid like $35, $40 for all three tickets.
And did you regret it?
Not at all. And you know what?
Really?
No, I did not, because we went back out downstairs and ate and did our thing. But what I taught my kids over the years, we don't leave games early. We don't leave concerts early. We're not going to be the first in the car. It's just not going to work that way. But after like the fourth, fifth inning, I was cold. I mean, I was freezing to the bone.
It's so
toes
strange.
Were frozen. And they're like, yeah, we're not going anywhere. I'm like, well, it's also school night. We got to get. And I was doing like, no, it's a school. Like, I was trying to get a monitor.
Right.
I'm like, no, it's a school night. They're like, yeah, we'll be fine. I'm like, damn it. Okay, that's fine.
You know what's weird? Yeah. It's like you can stick it through a Bears game, which is way colder.
That's
but
true.
For some reason, a baseball game, you're just like, it's so cold. I'm like, I was at every single game at Soldier Field this year.
Yeah.
Just really in the cold. Getting through it. I mean, there was last home game. I want to say it was a Monday night game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was what?
It's
10
probably,
degrees?
I was just saying, it was teens 10, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that was a cold game. But then yesterday, I'm like, oh, it's so miserable.
Different expectations for different sports.
It's true. It is.
I don't want to watch football when it's 80.
I know. Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Sometimes preseason games is like, this is so strange.
Sweltering.
Yeah. You know what a lot of the conversation was yesterday in the press box was, why can't Major League Baseball take all of the games in April and say you're either going to play in the West Coast or in Arizona or Texas or Florida and then take all the Midwest games and put them in domes?
Yeah, you know,
like,
what?
There's no reason yesterday's game couldn't have been at Miller Park with a closed roof.
You could have been right. I think this is just a little strategy. You got to sit down and look at the calendar and figure it out. I agree with you. Like, baseball in Chicago should start in May.
And I'm not saying because of I don't want to sit in the cold and rain and fans don't. I'm saying because Friday's game was postponed.
Right.
That's why.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You end up with all these makeup games because you tried to have baseball in April. April showers bring May flowers.
That's right.
It's going to rain in April.
It's going to rain in April. And snow, by the way, which did on my way here. Yeah. All right, we're going to not talk sports with Lauren right after this on 720 WGN. All right, Dave Plyer, Lauren Majera, WGN Radio. Let me tell you what you're missing in studio here. Bang Bang Pie dropped off a pie. Strawberries, blackberries, raspberries, a lemon crust. Little something for you. Hello.
Wow.
Wow, isn't that nice? They've got some. Yeah.
Yes, here. That is very nice for you.
Yeah. By the way,
well, we have a vending machine here.
Oh, I know.
WGN
I've seen
TV,
it. Oh, it's very
so
nice.
I hope you're not jealous that for only $1.10, I can get Gardetto's.
That's a deal, man. I love that. I love that. But they got
wow,
some,
that sounds really good.
They have some great Easter pies too for next week. So check out bangbangpie.com. So today's random topic. I'm going to give proper. Credit to Paul Conrad of the WGN Morning News for this. He talked about etiquette rules that are kind of fading away. And I thought these were really, really interesting. And everyone had a different perspective because I think it's just depends on the person. So I've got a few to add. So let me start with this one. Opening the doors and car doors for women. Many are cool with it.
That will never go out of style.
You know what? Paul mentioned that there were some people that were like, hey, I can get my own door.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can also pay my own bill, but I don't want to.
Wow. Wow.
It's not that I'm not capable of opening the door, paying my own bill. It would just be very gentlemanlike if you did it.
Okay.
You know what? You know what Robin said? Robin said, "The more people, more things people can do for me, I'm fine with whatever."
Right.
Wow.
Right. I'm capable of taking out the garbage, but I just really like it when you do it.
Exactly.
Jeez, Lauren.
I love that. I love that. I love that. All right. How about this? Remembering to RSVP to events.
Yeah, you got to do that.
You absolutely have to.
Drives me crazy.
How is that going out of style?
You know what? And people don't do it. I mean, I have a holiday thing every year.
And they just don't.
Either say yes or no. It's not going to offend me. If you can't come, you can't come. Just tell me.
You know what it is? It's laziness.
Yes.
People get it. They throw it on the counter and then they look at it every day and they never, ever just drop it back in the mail.
I'll order one less bag of pizza puffs. I'm fine with that. It's all good. All right.
Oh, yeah. Like there's a shortage of food and drinks at your Christmas party. Yeah,
well, yes.
I've never been to Dave's Christmas party, Lauren.
I haven't either.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Anyway, let me get
But I've seen pictures and I've heard the rumors.
Yes, there you go.
So
rumors. Lots of rumors. Lots of rumors. Handwritten thank you notes.
Oh, that'll never go out of style either. I'm such a sucker for a good handwritten thank you note. I try to do them, and I feel like it always goes a long way when I do, and I just melt when I get one.
See, that's the thing, too. I melt. I really love when I get them. Mm-hmm. I always send a text or an email, and it's not the same.
It's not.
But I love when I get them, but I don't send them.
I try to.
Yeah.
I try to. And I'm not terrible at it.
Yeah.
I could be way better. And you know what? I would say, like, most of the time I'm on my way somewhere and I'm like, dang it, I wish I brought a card with me, just a little hand note, you know?
A little something.
I used to keep stationery on me at all times because I think that all the time when I'm going places.
What's wrong with the email?
It's just...
Oh, handwritten, just see, it's like they went out of their way. It's kind of, they went out of their way. And
it's
I know.
Sending an emoji of a flower bouquet or sending flowers.
Okay, that's
touché.
Nothing's wrong with the emoji, but like,
it's just not right.
They're not real flowers.
All right, standing up when a woman enters a room or gets up from a table.
I feel like people don't do that as much.
Right. So what's funny, and I remember this. Now, we went out to dinner with the Hoovers some weeks ago, and I kind of jokingly lifted my butt out of the chair when you got up.
Yeah.
And you looked at me like, what the hell's this?
Oh, no, I knew.
But I mean, it's not as recognized.
It's not as common.
No.
It's
so I think,
not as common anymore.
So I think that one.
It still happens.
Yeah. But I think that one fading away. It's okay.
I think it is too.
All right. Now, this is one that's interesting.
Wait. Before you leave that one.
Yes.
What do you say when there is a high rise? And anytime someone walks through the revolving door into the lobby, the security people or whoever's working at the front desk is expected to stand up.
Oh, really?
Really?
Is that a thing?
Is that etiquette?
That was a thing in the building I used to live in.
Oh, okay.
Huh.
I kind of associate a little bit of that.
I found it highly offensive.
Yeah, I mean,
offensive?
It's just,
yeah.
How come?
Why?
Why do you need to stand up because someone has come in the front door of the building?
Maybe it keeps them awake.
I mean, there's security.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
I doubt it.
That could be it, too.
I wonder what the thought process behind that rule was.
Well, polite
if
to
you think
your,
it's
to
more
the,
polite,
your guests.
Or do you think it's more about security?
I think
like
it's
they don't. They're not sitting. They're not relaxed. They're on their feet.
Well, it's like taking. Okay, it's like taking your hat off. Like when you,
right.
you know, and that's a pet peeve of mine, big time. Like if you're going to dinner with your girlfriend, mm-hmm. your wife, whatever, and you're wearing a baseball cap in a restaurant. Mm-hmm. Larry Potash was talking about this. Yeah, no.
Oh, bad.
No. And I'm pretty vigilant about people that have their cap on during the national anthem. I'll tap on a shoulder.
Oh, absolutely.
I have no problem.
Take your
doing
hat
that.
Off.
Take your hat off. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is the other one. Your party, you pay. If it's your birthday and you are the one gathering people and you're saying, hey, everybody come out with me tonight. We're going to dinner and we're going to celebrate my birthday. If you're arranging for the party, you know, I don't think you're asking all your friends to come and buy you dinner.
So I feel like that comes with age. And you know what? I have noticed this. If you're hosting, don't ask someone, you know, to bring a dish and, or say, you
right.
know, I'm hosting. I'll
right.
pay for dinner. But everyone just chip in $10.
Yeah.
But every year I plan a big dinner for my birthday and my friends won't let me near the bell.
Yeah. Okay. But you know what? It depends. It depends on your friends. And I also think when you're planning it and you're saying, hey, let's all get together and celebrate all of our birthdays this summer or whatever, then it's kind of expected. But I've been to things where I was like, hey, come celebrate me and then pay for everything. And I was going to do it anyway. And I bring gifts. Like, mm-hmm. I don't do all that stuff.
I think if you're hosting like at your house or, you know, if you rent yeah. out a patio or I think it's expected you pay. But I think if it's like everyone get together, let's have dinner together.
Yeah,
I think people generally just throw in their cards.
Yeah, I agree. Got a couple minutes here. Not eating until everyone has their dish. So if you're at a dinner party with seven people mm-hmm. and one person didn't get their meal, I immediately say, go ahead and eat so it doesn't get cold.
I do too, but I will never touch my meal unless they say, go ahead and start.
But I won't mention the name, and if I got to be very, very careful how I say this, but there's one person I know in my life that is just a miserable human being, and that person...
You could have left that part out.
That person wow. will just allow everyone to sit there, and that person's spouse, because I'm not even going to say if it's a man or woman, will say, oh, everybody eat, and that spouse will get the dirtiest look like, no, we're going to wait until I get mine. I'm like, oh, you suck. Okay.
I feel like it's just like a common courtesy thing, you know? Yeah. Like, I won't touch my food until you either get your food or you say, oh, you go ahead and start.
I'm going to fly through the last three here because we have a little time. When someone is showing you a picture on their phone and you hand them your phone, that person shouldn't be swiping left and right and starting to go through other stuff because
you haven't been given permission.
No. You have not been given permission. Don't pee all over the toilet seats in public bathrooms. Don't talk on the phone when you're in a restroom. I don't want to hear your conversation. And what is that person hearing in the background?
Who's doing these things?
Oh, I've seen people talking
in the bathroom. Who's doing this? This needs to be on this list.
Plenty of people do these things.
Yes.
Even in this building.
I mean, they're flushing the toilet while they're on the phone. It's like watching an episode of All in the Family back in the 70s. Like, you're hearing toilets flushing and stuff. And wash your hands.
The only time I'm on the phone in the bathroom is if I'm at a game, like, actually on Thursday at Wrigley, it was so loud I couldn't hear my producer, so I popped in the bathroom so I could hear him because it's quieter
different.
In the stadium bathroom.
That's a
different.
Whole other
right,
subject.
Right, but that's the only time. And also, my phone is on my hands and on my face.
Yeah.
I don't want bathroom germs near it.
Yeah, no. Yeah. And then here's the last thing. And this is from a conversation from a couple months ago. Take down the Christmas lights, folks. It's almost
take
Easter.
Down. Take them down.
Unplug
end
them.
Of the first week of January. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, catch Lauren all weekend long at the Sports Anchor Desk and on GN Sports. Lauren, we'll talk next week.
All right, take care.
See you,
thanks,
Lauren.
Guys.
Okay,
see
you. Take
bye.
Care.